Mark Begich says while the exploratory committee is unorthodox, it allows him to interview constituents without being pigeonholed by partisan politics. He says it's about, quote, getting out and hearing what people have to say. Begich is approaching the end of his second and final term as Anchorage's mayor. He says the decision to run for Senate is not one he or his family is taking lightly. Begich's wife is an Anchorage entrepreneur. They have a young son. Begich spoke before the Sitka Chamber of Commerce Wednesday with a message of political and economic change. Here's an excerpt from his presentation.
The economies in every community, every village is shifting. It's changing. And because of that, it creates new strains on us as a state, as a business community, as a community that lives in a city. And we have to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to meet that challenge. When I formed the exploratory committee about a month and a half ago, I called Senator Stevens and I had a great conversation with him. Our families go back a long ways. And I respect the 40 years of service that he's done for our state. There's no question about it. He came in 1968 when the state was much different in a sense. We had to build infrastructure. We had to build basically the core values of how we move our state forward. No question, we still need to build great infrastructure to continue to grow our state. But we also have to think about how we ensure that when you're in Kotzebue and you're paying $9.50 a gallon for milk, how they can economically survive. And how you figure out how to change the dynamics of energy needs, not only in rural Alaska, small communities like Sitka, or big cities like Anchorage, which are affecting everyone. Those are the kind of new ideas that I think we're missing in the bigger picture. And what drives me to kind of think about what I can do if I decide to run for U.S. Senate.
Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich speaking before the Sitka Chamber of Commerce Wednesday. During an interview with reporters afterwards, Begich elaborated upon the top three concerns he's interested in taking to the Senate.
You know, if there's one state in this country that should be the leader on energy policy, it's right here in Alaska. We have it all. We have renewable energy, you know, hydro and wind and geothermal, and then you take non-renewables, gas, oil, coal. We have it all. Conservation efficiency, we're doing it. We need a solid energy policy. What a better place but to develop one in Alaska and meet, kind of set the policy with Alaska standards. And why Alaska standards is not only are we the energy storehouse and the energy state, we're also the result of a lack of an energy policy with climate change. I think that's one. I think the other area, I think our education system on the national end, I think needs some improvement. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I was in Kotzebue and the communities up there are concerned about dropout rate, concerned about trying to just meet No Child Left Behind, you know, that whole piece of federal legislation which came with no money or little money, came with more mandates and more pressures on families and teachers to try to perform to something that doesn't work in Alaska. And it's affecting our ability for Alaskans to be successful. And then the larger item here is just kind of a global concern, and that is how we get our hands around this changing economy. I think a lot of people are scared to death, cost of living, how do you make it from day to day? Those issues are what people, that's what I'm, you know, I'm interested in. There's the global issues, the war and so forth, but I mean from an Alaskan, very specific Alaska perspective.
Begich defended his ability to protect the state's interests on the national level, saying being the mayor of Alaska's largest city is in many respects a tougher job than that of U.S. Senator. Begich also took a position on a number of issues. He said that although he is aligned with the National Democratic Party on most fronts, he supports drilling in Anwar and gun rights. He said the Democratic Party is nevertheless highly motivated about his potential candidacy and sees the race as winnable. He said he supports a measured withdrawal of troops from Iraq and supports some form of universal health care. To hear Begich's complete address to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, as well as excerpts from the interview, go to kcaw.org. The deadline to file for the Senate race is June 1st. Begich says he will make his final decision by the end of this month. He has raised nearly $260,000 for the campaign since February 27th. He anticipates the race could cost between $4 and $5 million. For Raven News, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.